Later that day at Midian's well...
Hey, look, you guys. Itro the traitor can't get any decent help. He needs his daughters to watch his flock.
Well, here we go again.
Let's give them non-believers a hard time.
Hey, girly. Out of the way. You just gotta wait for us to finish. Men first.
Moshe, seeing the cruel treatment of Yitro's daughters at the hands of the shepherds, courageously stepped forward.
Leave those women alone!
We're out of here!
Thank you so much, sir.
The grateful girls ran home to tell their father how they were rescued. Yitro was so impressed, he took Moshe as a husband for his beautiful daughter, Zipporah.
My dear Moshe, you are a blessing to me and my entire family. I welcome you as my very own son.
And so Moshe, who came to Midian as a stranger, was now safe and secure with his new family, far from the threat of Paro. In time, the couple had two sons, named Gershom and Eliezer. Moshe proved to be an exceptional shepherd, taking care of Yitro's sheep as if they were his very own.